Jack Schenker's on the line once again from Cairo. Jack, you're just taking a breather from the protests in Tahrir Square. Give us the latest.
That's right. I mean, it's incredibly noisy in there and incredibly hot as well. It's almost 43 centigrade today in central Cairo, and you can hardly hear yourself think that it's dancing. It's just come out to be able to speak to you, and it's a very interesting atmosphere. There's a big turnout, as predicted. It's hard to estimate from the ground exactly what the numbers are, but people from various news networks that I've seen are estimating anything between tens of thousands and even up to sort of a quarter of a million. So really quite a bit bigger than most of the other Friday protests we've seen recently. And a different atmosphere as well. There are individual demands being called for, everything from, you know, more accountability for police officers who are accused of murdering protesters during the anti-Mubarak uprising earlier this year, down to, you know, their economic reforms and kind of socio-economic justice for the country before. But cumulatively, people seem to be after kind of more than the sum of these parts. It's really a statement of rejection when it comes to the kind of military-led transitional government. And Field Marshal Mohammed Hossein Kantawi, who leads the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, that's the body which is currently ruling Egypt effectively. It has a transitional government underneath it. Any kind of revolutionary legitimacy that he might have once had through the fact that the army, unlike in other Arab countries, didn't open fire on protesters, that seems to have now dissipated. And people are not just protesting, they seem to be saying, we can do this better. We don't have any faith in you. We feel that you are co-opting revolution. You are trying to retain as much of the old regime and as many of the old ways of doing things as possible. And we want to show you there's another way. And for that reason, it's not just a protest, it's also people actively kind of playing out politics on the ground. So we've seen people holding a so-called civil referendum, dozens of people around the square with manned ballot boxes, handing out questionnaires saying, you know, what kind of Egypt do you want to create? You know, message being, you know, we don't have to listen to these army generals anymore. It was our revolution. We were the ones to put our lives on the line to bring down Mubarak. Now we can decide what kind of future we want. The media is another aspect of this. The state television cameras came down to film the protest, as you would expect, and they were chased out of Tahrir by protesters who said, no, you know, there have been enough reform inside the state media. We don't want your cameras here. You know, we're going to take control now. This is citizen journalism. It's citizen politics. And so, yeah, this is very much the feeling is that this is ordinary people, Egyptians who you know, want to bring down Mubarak, trying to reclaim their revolution for themselves again. And yeah, it's an exciting atmosphere.
Over the last day or so, we've had the government promising a purge of the police force, and those guys who drove camels into Tahrir Square during the revolution in February have been charged. No sign that is calming anger.
No, we were expecting some kind of stop from the transitional government in the run-up to this protest. Almost every time there's been a big mobilisation of people off streets since it fell, we've seen a kind of grand gesture from the transitional government to appease the mass. And certainly this week's bomb was, as you say, this promise to purge the interior ministry and police force of corrupt attitudes. But the fact is that I think people are rather seeing through this. That is a welcome step, but people are wise to the fact that this isn't a kind of consistent application of the rule of law. This isn't the country's political elite. We've heard the message of the revolution. We understand what the people want, and now we're implementing it step by step. It's more the country's political elite saying, you know, we're going to do as little as possible until you mobilise in such large numbers that we have to throw you a bone. And people are wise to that, and they're mobilising against it.
And any sign of the Muslim Brotherhood coming out in force?
The Muslim Brotherhood is out today. That was a significant factor in all of this. They, you know, I think the numbers would have been very, very large without them, regardless, but they certainly added to the number of people participating. Interestingly enough, though, I've spoken to a few young Muslim Brotherhood members in the square today, and they say, well, do you know what, we would have been here anyway. Even if the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, which